It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Another one in the books.
Here we go again.
Why does that get you
up? We went like a whole month without you saying it.
I did?
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard you say that in like a month.
Why? I remember because every time I...
What is it? Is there a book in there or something? Like, what is it that jogs your memory?
I don't know. Another one in the books.
Another one bites the dust.
And it got him mad. Like, not mad, but that's a bad truth. You know what I'm saying? It was like, why do you say that? You're supposed to
say
that.
Well, we have to explain. We have to explain it to
explain
him.
Explain it
now.
To Mo.
All right. So, do you want to
you
introduce
explain
Mo?
It.
Well, who's here? Who do we have?
Mo. Okay, I'll tell you who Mo is. Mo is from Papa's New York Diner. They're open 24 hours. It's a real New York diner, and it's at the corner of Keene and Gulf to Bay. It's across from the CBS there.
I've been.
You've been?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
He's really doing a good job. You know, no one's ever made it there.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is Mo. Mo, would you like to say hello to your staff and your people there at Papa's New York Diner?
Hello to everyone at Papa's.
Move a little closer to me, too. I meant to tell you that. And then, because believe it or not, there's a live feed of this. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. The camera was kind of cutting him
there's
off.
There's a camera.
So.
See the camera?
Okay. Wave to the camera, Mo.
Wave to the camera.
There you go.
Hi.
There's a live feed on the internet.
Okay.
And then also on the radio, of course, people can't see us.
Well, hello to everyone at Papa's New York Diner and all of my guests and customers that patronize us. Thank you. Thank you for your support. We are, of course, trying our best, and we are open 24 hours, and I'm excited to be part of this community.
Really? Oh, we're excited to have you, and, do some people call you Papa?
They do. They sure do.
Yeah, because that's pretty cool. And then...
I'm Papa Mo.
Papa Mo.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it M-O or M-O-E?
M-O-E.
All right.
It is. That's right, Mo.
Well, what's funny is... My dad's last name is Mo, but it's M-E-A-U-X.
Really?
Yeah.
And why is it pronounced Mo if it's spelled that way?
I think it's French.
It's like a French spelling.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if it's your dad's last name, wouldn't that be your last name?
No, long family story.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think if it's my dad's last name that it would be mine, but no. But I'm a bastard child, so I took my mom's name. Because they weren't married when I was born.
I got you. Yes, I have a daughter like that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Does she have your name or?
No, actually she doesn't.
So and it's similar to me.
Yeah, so I know what it's like. And it actually hurts me.
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean,
as a parent, sure.
Cause sure.
Because you want the kid to have your last name, of course.
As the child, I don't want to say that I'm grateful. I'm glad that I have the last name that I have. But then
what's
again,
your last name now?
Dunn, D-U-N-N.
What are you like? What are you, a steak? You're Dunn?
Boy, I never heard that one before.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm all done like Chris. I like my steak well done like Chris. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
But I could understand, as a parent, if it were me, I would feel a little bit offended or slighted if my child chose or was given
my
wife's
name.
Oh,
no, my child didn't choose it. This is anytime.
Yeah.
A child doesn't have that
right,
choice.
They don't choose, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
As time goes on, you kind of feel like...
Well, yeah. I'm actually embarrassed to say it, but it's the truth.
Well.
Right.
So, well, here we are.
So here we are. We're with Mo. And then, Mo, tell us, you have some... Since we're on the subject, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your kids. How many children do you have?
I have two kids, yes.
And tell us a little bit about them.
I have two kids, a daughter and a son. My daughter is 14 years old. Son is 9. We live in Brandon, and definitely the drive is getting to me a little bit.
How long does it take to drive from Brandon?
An hour. If it's traffic, then sometimes an hour and 15 minutes.
Now, do you have a house there?
I do. I have a house in Brandon, but we're thinking of moving here, really.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, part of my decision-making process... For me, is where I work is where I live. I actually make that part of the process.
Well, the restaurant business is actually very, very, it's very demanding of your time. So I end up spending a lot of time in the restaurant. And I think it's is becoming somewhat a hardship for the family, and we're thinking of moving to Clearwater. And I love this community, tell you the truth. I love my customers. I genuinely, I'm somebody that really enjoy the business, and I genuinely appreciate my customers, really, really do. And I think, you know, proof is in the pudding. I think in my dealings of how we operate the business probably says a lot. You know?
Right, love is important. They here comes Tammy. There you go, our transfer lady. But, you know, love, like they say, where if you're in fear, right, you're being self-centered. But when you're in love, you're being God-centered. And when you have a love for something you do, that spirit you put out versus, like this young man here, he said, oh, I have to go to work, right? And I caught him saying that today. James over there. And then I said to him, no, you want to go to work. When you want to do something versus having to do something, the want will turn into love versus having to work. You ever hear, you ever listen to some of your employees when they say, oh, I have to do this?
Actually, you know, myself, I've been in restaurant business for over 20 years, and I've been a great believer of my employees and having a real, real healthy, happy, and work environment. So I, you know, what I discovered over the course of years is love is really a solution to most things. You know, if you can incorporate love into your daily dealings, I think you overcome most of the issues in life.
And I believe that, because just from a spiritual standpoint, where love is, God is.
Yes, I think, you know, a lot of people harbor negative anger and negative energy within themselves. It's, I think, the first person that become the victim is yourself.
Right, and that's, there's a saying, that spot it, you got it. Like I was trying to explain to my daughter, actually. She said her friend was really angry. I said, well, she's hurting inside. So I was trying to explain to her that she is hurting inside. Like hurt people.
Yes.
Right? And then, so like when you see that, like with a customer, just to take it to the business standpoint, you ever have a customer you could just tell is miserable? They're like, and they're hurting inside. So I know this is going to sound corny again, but what you're supposed to say to yourself, that this is a sick person. Because if someone's sick at a hospital, right, we tend to show a lot more compassion. But if someone's mentally sick, we tend to show less compassion. So what you say to yourself is, like when you see, say, a customer that's being, you know, just a jerk, how's that? I've seen customer service where people, the manager, someone walks up and is a jerk right back to the customer. That's so unprofessional.
I think that, you know, what I particularly focus on is us being a diner, you know, we call ourselves a New York diner, Papa's New York Diner. What we do is we try to create an energy, an environment where you can come in and you can actually feel that your spirit is uplifted by walking in, and we didn't take anything away from your spirit by you walking into our place.
That's great. It's a good spirit.
I think a lot of people don't focus on that, but I think it's so important to offer a real happy, happy environment for your customers.
No doubt about it.
It's a very important key.
Yes, environment is a key. And from a psychological standpoint, like when you do have a customer, you say to them that this is a sick person. And the spiritual world is always opposite of the material world. See, in the material world, if someone screws with you, you want to get back at them. But in the spiritual world, you want to see how you can be of help to them. And you say, this is a sick person. How can I be of help to them? God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. And you're actually doing the opposite. So when someone upsets you, you're trying to see how you can be of help to them. The total opposite. Because if someone messes with me, a lot of times I want to get back at them. You know, revenge. What a different concept is to see how you could be of help to that person, the total opposite of what I normally would do. Yes, Tammy.
Well, I just wanted to tell you Jill is on the line.
Jill, what did you think of what I just said?
Great. It's so nice, you know, that sometimes people take it so personally when they receive communications that are not so friendly or antagonistic, and you know, and it's nice to acknowledge the fact that the other person is actually having the trouble. And you know, I think it's very refreshing for that person to receive, you know, a different kind of a communication instead of antagonism back, to try to help or assist or be understanding. And I think overall, I think it's a wonderful approach, and I actually try to apply that in my life all the time.
That's wonderful. And yeah. And I think more, we were talking more like in a business atmosphere, like, because Mo owns Papa's New York Diner.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do when you have an agitated customer saying, oh, the eggs are too hard, or the burger I asked for well done and it's rare, and they're being irate? How do you handle it? What is a professional manager, operator of a restaurant, how do they handle an irate customer, was really what the topic was.
Yeah. You know, I think that if somebody is unreasonably, you know, vicious or violent or something, that's another story. But if somebody's having a bad day and they're just a little upset and little things set them off, and it is true that the eggs were not right or whatever, you would handle it very professionally and say, you know what, I'm so sorry about that, and take it back and serve them something else. Now, if they keep on saying that and complaining about everything, that's another story. They're just trying to create problems. But, you know, somebody, you know, if somebody has a legitimate thing, sometimes one person might handle it and say it very nicely and say, oh, I'm so sorry, these eggs are not how I want it, you know, where somebody else might come across very antagonistic. And but if the eggs are not right, you handle it and you know, bring it back so that they do have the right good tasting eggs.
Yeah. Mo, tell us a situation where you think how you handled,
you know, Brian,
give me a situation where you think you right away you knew you were a pro.
You know, Brian, if you give me 2 minutes, I'll use an example.
Yes, I'd like to hear.
When we first opened the diner, right, we are right now we are 24 hours, but we had a very soft opening, and at the for first few days we opened till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we opened for dinner. Then eventually, after a week, 10 days, we went to 24 hours. We just had to do trial run, and then that's what we did. The first week, when we opened till 3 o'clock, I had a customer walk in, and we closed the kitchen at 3. All of us were just closed, and then I see in my parking lot there was a customer driving in, and it was 4 o'clock. So everybody's looking at the window, and I'm seeing this customer came in. Everybody's looking at me like, what do we do? So I walk outside the outside in the parking lot, and I approach the customer and I say, you know, we are closed. We have closed the business and our kitchen at 3 o'clock. But I so appreciate that you have gotten in your car and you have come to, eat with us. And it's 4 o'clock. But do you know what I will do? Actually, I was so excited that the customer came in because I didn't know what the business was going to be like. And I genuinely was so grateful that a customer came in. And I went ahead and I approached them. I said, you know what, if you could get in your car and you pass about 50 restaurants to come to my place, you will come in and I'll go ahead and open the kitchen and serve you. And that's what we did. And I renew that attitude within me every morning when I wake up. That first customer, when they walked in, how appreciative, how grateful I was when they walked through my door, you know. And I think if we can continue to have that attitude towards our customers, everything else is easy, because your heart is in the right place. So right. When a customer has a problem, going back to your question, when a customer has a problem, I think the first thing that you have to do as a manager is you have to listen to the problem. You know, and then I think it's useless to argue. You know, you just got your ground beef, you just made a fresh hamburger, and you are very confident of your food, and customer may still complain. And if it does happen, you know, then what you do immediately, don't get into an arguments or anything. Just immediately try to find a solution, not really argue with the customer, and do anything and everything possible to turn their day. You know, it is their day, it is their moment, and that's what you have to look at. It is not your moment. And if you manage to save that customer, if that customer come back, then you won.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I always try to renew that attitude and remember the feelings that I had when that first customer walked through the door when I opened the restaurant.
Wow. Mm.
What a you great know, story. You
know, Chris, the analogy I'm thinking of, it's what Mo's saying. It's better to be happy than right. You know, because most people, like me included, want to go through life always being right. But isn't it better to be happy than right?
Yes, 100%.
Right. And then I was thinking something you said, Jill. You said a bad day. Really, it's a bad moment. You know, because if you ever hear someone saying they had a bad day, really, they had a bad moment. Just like this. Like you snap your fingers. You can start your day all over again. Right?
So how many bad moments can you take before it becomes a bad day? I mean, there's only so many bad moments you can have in a day before you're like, all right, you know what? This isn't my day.
But do you know the beauty of life? Mm-hmm. Beauty of life, Brian, beauty of life about having a bad day is, you know, the time is always moving. So if you have a bad day today, for sure tomorrow is going to be a different day.
Right. Yeah. The tides come in, the tides go out.
I woke up this morning feeling better today than I had in several days. And I have no real reason. I have no reason to. As a matter of fact, I mean, certain things going on in my life I should feel worse about today than I did several days ago. But for whatever reason, I woke up today and on my way to work today and, you know, all day today I've just been in, like, higher spirits, better mood, and there's really no rhyme or reason behind why.
You know what? It's perspective, too. Like, if I, of course, on radio, but on the internet, if I held up a quarter right now to Mo, right? Mo might see heads because that's what's facing Mo.
Right.
But I'm looking at the same object and I see tails.
Right.
So we're both looking at the same object, but our perspectives are different. Sometimes
that's a great analogy.
Huh?
That's a very good analogy.
Yeah. So what happens is it's all...
To me, it's still 25 cents.
Yeah, there you go. And on the side, you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's rough.
Yeah.
Hey, but the thing is, like Jill, like one of the things that... Like our relationship, right? How, you know, it's a friendship relationship, but yet we still do business together.
Sure.
And I believe people want to do business with people they like and feel comfortable with. People buy emotionally. Like they'll buy food and they'll rationalize why they go to Papa's New York Diner. But if they like someone, they'll rationalize in their head why they can do business with Mo. Because they feel that spirit you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the opposite end, too, is if they don't like you, then the opposite can happen. It has nothing to do with the food now.
Yes, yes. I think relationships are relationship, very, very important.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yes. Right. You go through life, I think, making and building relationships. It's very important.
Yes, Jill, stay on the line, okay?
Yes.
And then here's what we're doing today, folks. This is the day of philosophizing how to live life on life's terms. By Brian Cashclaws and Mo, Jill, and we will send you our CD for $9.95, and Mo will personally give you his cell phone. He'll be a personal life instructor. So Mo, give us your cell phone
and your wallet and your keys.
So we got Jill. Stay on the line, okay?
Sure.
Okay, and then we got my buddy. Nick from Fantastic Sam's.
It's so nice to have Jill on the other line.
Yeah.
She's very pleasant.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady. And you're going to love Nick, too. Nick, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's a wonderful day.
So did you hear our philosophies of life, living life on life's terms?
Let me tell you something.
What do you think about what we said?
You took away everything I was going to talk about. But wait, let's get back to the tape that we're going to pay $9.95 for.
Plus shipping and handling.
Oh, that was my question. Oh, well.
Nick, if you come down here.
30-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah, if you come down to the studio, Nick, we can probably get a copy delivered here, and you can just pick it up here.
Whoa. And I'll probably still have to pay the $9.95.
Yeah.
But not the shipping and handling.
Right.
You know how it all started? Because Mo started the conversation with the word love.
Okay.
That he loves what he does. And then I was talking with my buddies out there on the phone right now trying to get just let people know we're doing the radio show and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then he had mentioned that I have to do this.
Oh.
And I was like, when I heard him saying, no, you don't have to make phone calls.
Absolutely.
You should want to make phone calls.
Absolutely.
That's how this whole thing took off.
Brian says, get excited.
Get excited.
You have to pay taxes.
I know.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there's two things that are guaranteed.
When you have to die.
Right.
Wait.
You already got me.
The dying thing, I understand. But have to pay taxes,
Earmuffs.
You can just suffer the consequences.
I'm on hold, but I'm there today.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Mo has Papa's New York Diner.
Man, I've seen him advertising in your book there, but I haven't had the chance to get there yet.
Oh, you should come by.
Come by at 4 o'clock.
Well, whenever.
We are open 24 hours.
That's right, 24
hours.
We are open 24 hours, and you can have breakfast 24 hours, anything 24 hours, really.
Well, I live up here in Palm Harbor, and I think you're close by, aren't you?
Yes, we are not that far at all.
Okay.
And it's a real 1950s style diner where we make everything fresh. I don't know if there are very many places like that. So it's really an experience, I think, that you can have with us.
We
welcome you very much.
Yes, Nick, the food is delicious. Everything I've ever had there is authentic and good. Seriously.
I had a
French dip.
You mentioned...
Oh. So good.
Mention so my good. Name, Nick, right?
Right.
And you eat for free.
No, I mentioned your name before, and it cost me twice as much.
That's about right.
And for some weird reason, you had to pay shipping and handling on the food, too.
There you go.
Exactly. Hey, listen, on this, on what we're talking about, you know Christy owns Fantastic Sam's. On
wait, real quick. Wait, wait.
What?
I'm going to rate Mo 1 to 10 right now.
Okay.
He has a chance of winning $50.
Ooh, baby.
Okay. Oh, well, we're showing off Mo's food.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wasn't he one of the Three Stooges,
thank
Mo?
Thank you so much. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what we're going to do is this, Nick. And Jill, you want to chime in? Jill, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here.
Okay, good. What we're going to do is based on if you're the judge.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll be the judge.
Now, Mo gets 1 to 10. He has to get a 10 to win the $50.
Okay, here comes the judge.
Okay, here comes the judge. Jill is the judge.
Okay.
Okay, now Mo is going to interview you for 3 minutes or four minutes. And I'm going to give him your ad that's in the magazine.
Yes, sir.
And then if Jill gives Mo a 10, he wins $50.
Woo! Baby.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, Chris, what? Tell me.
Then I have to pay him $80 back.
If Jill gives Mo a 10, he's going to win $50.
Right.
You do realize what's going to happen, right?
She's going to get half of it.
Exactly. She's going to give him a 10, and then they're going to split the $50. Have you never been? Oh, Brian, I have so much to teach you.
Well, Jill, I'm counting on you to give him a 9.
Okay.
All right, so here you go,
I'm
Nick.
Hearted, so, okay,
all right, I'm going to start. Wait, we got to wait. And when I start the bells, when it starts,
yeah.
Go.
Well, what am I talking about?
Oh, geez, Jill, right there gets him a 9.
Fantastic Sam's, right?
This is Nick from Fantastic Sam's.
Nick,
Mo, you are
welcome.
Interviewing him.
Well, I've heard some things from Brian about you, but tell us about Fantastic Sam's.
Okay. I hope all the things you heard from Brian are good.
They're great, actually.
Okay. We've been on Main Street, 2134 Main Street in Dunedin, which is up near Belcher Road, right next to the, what is it? Oh, the Walmart Neighborhood Shopping Center.
So it's 2134 Main Street, right?
Right.
It's State Road 580, in other words.
Correct.
It's in the same plaza as Walmart.
Correct.
It's in Dunedin, right?
Correct.
You want to tell us your telephone number also?
I'd be happy to. 734-3008.
That's 727, right?
Yes, of course. And we promise you the best value in Pinellas County when it comes to getting your hair cut. And you know what? It's because of all the things that you all have been talking about. We've only been here 30 years, so, I mean,
You know, I have been so particular about my haircuts. You know, I used to live in New York. I had the same stylist for, I think, 10 years, you know, that I used to go to. I see that you are celebrating your 30th year, same owner and location.
Yes, sir.
You must be doing something right.
I guess. And you know what? Most of our stylists, and we're happy about the fact, you know, so many times you go into a place and you go in 1 week and 2 weeks later, they're gone. Our people have been, we probably have close to 150 years of hair service amongst our fellow workers.
Wow. Yep. I think a key is to have experienced stylists, right? I remember one occasion, once in, at a very important time, I'm a man and I had 3 haircuts in 1 day, you know. Because I went to somewhere that they didn't know, they really ruined my hair. I had to go somewhere else, and they didn't know how to fix it. By the 3rd haircut in the same day, I was fine, you know.
But you had probably no hair, right? I mean, it was so short.
Yeah. I think by the 3rd haircut, I was ready to cut it all, you know. So it's really refreshing to know that you have a great facility, and you have owned this location for 30 years.
Yes, sir.
And that alone says a lot.
And it used to be you give somebody value, you give them some great service, and you give them a good atmosphere. But it's more than that now. Now it's now you gotta understand them. You know, you gotta understand, and you've already went for this point, that this could be the high point of their day, their week, or the month.
Yes, I think actually most people, you know, their how they feel has a lot to do with, you know, their hair, what they're wearing. So if they have a bad haircut or a bad hair day, that has a real impact on how they feel.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's really, really important to go to a place where you're comfortable, where you know that you are going to be taken care of. They're not fly-by-night people. They care about their customers, right?
No, the fly-by-night customer, or rather a hairstylist, doesn't care. It's just like the fly-by-night waiter.
Yes.
My mother-in-law is 93 years old, and there is a restaurant that she and her friend like to go to because of the common bond, the common caring.
Exactly.
And finally, common sense.
Wow, you know, this is really, really impressive. You have a very impressive facility, and I think this is just wonderful. This is fantastic. Sam's located on 2134 Main Street, right in Dunedin, and their telephone number is 727-734-3008.
Okay,
it's just so wonderful to talk to you. I feel like it's an honor because
you're
a successful owner of fantastic Sam's, where you have. Looks like you have real experienced stylist,
and
they are doing a tremendous job for you to really have such a business for so long.
And I'm gonna offer you this, okay? Haircuts for men are anywhere $9.95, $10.95 on a given day. I will trade you that $50 gift certificate for any haircut you want.
Okay. Well, wait. We got a first. Jill hasn't spoken yet. You're assuming.
Wait a minute. Hey, Jill.
Jumping the gun a little bit, but
Wait a second, Jill. We got to have the Jeopardy music or something here. What would you do if you're waiting for the answer? And the envelope says. Is there any music for that?
What?
I don't know. That sounded like you lost. Wow, wow, wow. Anyhow.
Wow. What do we got?
Jill?
Okay. Being the judge and listening to Mo, I think you did an excellent job.
And
if you can raise the ante a little bit, I'd give him a 12.
Wow.
That's so kind of Jill, right?
There you go.
Jill, just for that, I'm inviting you to the diner.
And you can spend, the motion to spend is 50.
Yes, for that. Please
and
come.
25, I mean, really. Like,
Mo, I have to have your address. What's your address?
It's 1764 Gulf to Bay. We're in the corner of Keene and Gulf to Bay.
Right by you, Jill. Not that far.
Yeah, not too far.
Really?
Oh, great.
And they're open 24 hours.
So I am inviting you, and please bring your spouse or significant other with you.
Okay. Well, it'd be fun to meet you after giving you your high rating.
There you go.
Thank you. The redheaded stepchild? Mo, look what I did for you.
You are invited also.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, please come. I would like you to try our food anyway, so.
I would like
please,
to.
Yes.
And that's, okay, you want to make $50?
Me?
Not you.
Oh.
Who?
Not Jill either.
Who, me?
Nick.
Well, Nick's whining over here. Are you going to give him another shot at $50?
No.
You want to make
it? No. Mo already wore me out.
765-213-421, 763-718-910. Okay, here's the deal.
What?
I wanted to get everybody's minds all messed up. Did I do good? 246-41897.
246-41897.
Okay, anybody that can tell me Mo's physical address, the numbers, because it was said on the air several times, wins $50, got 5 seconds.
I'm
one, two,
no.
Corner
three,
of Keene and Gulf
four,
today.
Five.
No.
Seven something.
It's 1764. 1764 Gulf to Bay.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's like the year Brian was born, right?
Hey, who thinks Mo should go double or nothing on the $50? So let's all vote.
I mean, I'm always going to vote double or nothing. It's not my money.
Okay, Nick, should Mo go double or nothing?
Who? You asking me?
Yeah, should Mo go double or nothing?
I want to know why Mo didn't move a couple of dresses up the door, up the street, and go at 1776.
Oh, yes.
No one would forget that.
Wait,
well, you know what?
Where
nowadays,
is that?
That's Independence. That represents our Independence, July 4th.
Oh, yes. Oh,
right.
I just don't understand. My mind went crazy.
Yes. So who thinks, Jill, should Mo go double or nothing?
Ooh. I think that's a good idea.
Chris?
He should interview me.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Both you and Nick. But I'm going to ask...
Okay.
I'm going to ask Mo a question, and, well, Mo's got to say, do you want to go double nothing, Mo?
I'm always up for anything. You know?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yes. Well, sounded like we got to come up with, okay, Nick.
What?
Ask Mo a tough question for me, because I don't want to give him the $50, Mo, Nick.
I understand. I really understand, Brian.
All right.
Let me see.
Come up with something tough that he can't answer. But still
tough.
Legitimate, but tough.
I was going to ask something easy.
No, go tough.
Oh, man.
There's like a lot of money riding on this, Nick.
I understand. Hey, Mo.
Yes.
Now, this is tough, Brian. Mo is probably a shorter name for something else.
Yes.
What is your long name?
It's Manzarol. Manzarol.
That's
Manzarol.
Wrong, Mo. Yeah, that's wrong. I win all the money.
You are incorrect. Your name is not correct.
That's correct. Right.
I lost.
That sounds like a question we would have on the show, though. What was it? What was it, the Cinco de Mayo thing?
Yeah, that was something. That was Chewy. Chewy killed me, man.
And now
I'm still hurting from that one.
What is your name? You say your name incorrect.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. He knew the year it started. It just killed me.
Wow.
I lost on that one. That was a lot of money. That was $100.
Woo, baby.
That killed
Chewy. That was Chewy.
Chewy.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to come to Fantastic Sam's, get a haircut next time.
That's
it. I hope so.
We could all go. Wait, we could.
Yeah,
why don't we all go?
Yeah, we all go and watch Mo get a haircut. You want to do that? When do you want to do it?
Or we could all go and get our own haircut.
There you go.
Why do we have to watch Mo? Why can't I get my own? I don't want to watch Mo. I want my own.
Now, I got a question for y'all. This is triple or nothing.
Ooh.
You ready, Jill?
I am.
All right.
What is Mo's real name?
This is going to be good.
They don't remember.
He just said it.
No, but apparently that was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Mo doesn't know his name?
What he says is his real name.
Okay. You see, they don't remember.
Moritory?
Not even close, brother.
You see, you lost.
What was it?
Manzaro.
Yeah, see, there we go. I got it.
You got it.
Like a cheat.
That's a nice name.
What nationality is that, Mo?
Actually, I was born in Bangladesh.
Wow.
I was raised here, but I was born in Bangladesh.
A lot of poor people in Bangladesh, huh?
Definitely.
So that's why you appreciate things more. The Mexican culture, that's why they're such hard workers. They appreciate things more. Bangladesh, when I think of Bangladesh, I think of it as an extremely poor country. Am I wrong to say that?
No, you're right.
Yeah. You know what, though, Brian? If I can interject here.
What?
It is a national tragedy that there are a lot of hungry, poor people in our United States of America.
Yes.
And all of these politicians who are claiming to do so much for those people need to wake up.
But let's take it. Let's be real. I gotta say, if it's gonna be, it's up to me. A lot of the people that are hungry, I'm not saying all,
yeah,
but lack work ethics, do not have integrity, and do not. If it's gonna be, it's up to me. Attitude. You know, you can do all the. It's like faith without works. There's an S at works.
Yeah.
You know, people say faith without works. No, there's an S there, and that's plural for you got to work. You know, so there are some people out there that just have their hand out, too.
But because of those people who have their hand out, and because of those people who do not put an effort forward, they are cheating the people who dramatically are in need.
Yes.
That's my opinion.
Right, but the thing is, there's no people, I don't think, there's no one starving to death in America.
Yes, there is.
Ever heard of it? How many people starve to death in America? Give me the number.
Google. I mean, not like other countries, though. I would say
but
no.
But there still needs to be.
I don't think it ever happens.
But there still needs to be some focus on it, where we take these people off the status and really rehabilitate them.
No, they got to take themselves off the status.
Well, it depends. What if it's a single mother that has six children and her husband got killed in Iraq? Like, that happens.
That's different.
And guess what? The government takes away all of their funding, all of their housing, all of their medical, and they are left for...
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Oh, no, it's not. It is true.
Yeah.
Well, I find that hard to believe. Because if you're married, I think it goes on to the spouse.
No, you lose your benefits when your husband dies.
I don't know. Who can wants to look into that?
According to this website that shall remain nameless, there's no definitive year-to-year number, but it's around 100 people per year in America.
Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Die of starvation?
Why don't you believe that? 100 in the entire country? That's not very many.
No, it's not very many.
Oh, you're saying it should be higher?
Much higher.
Oh, okay. I might agree with you there. I thought you were saying...
Hey, listen.
Probably 100 reported.
Wait a minute. I did not say die of starvation. I believe that's what you stated. I'm talking about people, children, elders, that go to bed hungry at night.
Yes, I'm sure there are a lot of people go to bed.
Well, they got to choose between their medicine and food.
Well, hell, I go to bed hungry every night.
That's the elderly in this country. I mean, I worked in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And do you understand that people, they've worked their entire life hard, and they put away a savings. And let's say you have $80,000, $100,000 put away for your retirement that you're going to live on. Then you get sick, and you have to go to live in an assisted living facility, which the state tells you that you have to because you no longer can take care of yourself according to their views. They have to get rid of all of their money or spend all of their money.
So within about two
years, their whole life savings is spent, and then they are destitute. They have to go on Medicaid, which they guess how much money they get a month to live on? $5.
Oh, God, that's not true.
Brian, I work in an assisted living facility.
They get more than $5.
No. Do you know, I took care of a woman, okay? She's mentally retarded. Or that's probably not appropriate to say, but she was taken care of her entire life, you know, by someone in her family. Her mother and father, they didn't want her. So she's 82 years old. So she's been on Medicaid. I mean, she never had a job. She never was able to do anything. So that is her spending allowance per month.
Wow.
I mean, she gets meals and things, but she has to share a room with somebody. I mean, but that's her life, you know? Like, it is no life.
I got one for you, too. I was working for Meals on Wheels one time. It was not in the state of Florida, but that's neither here nor there as far as I'm concerned. But we were delivering meals to the older folks that needed some assistance. We came across a woman who, man, she was just laying in her laying on her couch, patch over her eye, really couldn't get around too well, okay? I look in her refrigerator to put the food in, and, I mean, it's pretty nasty. So I called Meals on Wheels, and I'm not trying to downgrade the program by any means. But here's what I was told. Why are you so concerned about this woman? Quote, unquote, what is in it for you? I have never been so offended in my life.
Wow.
Well, that's the whole point, is that you can't be upset with the person that's ignorant. I can't say that word, but you got to realize the reason you're in it is because she's a human being. And
exactly,
that's and the whole part of being a human being is to be selfless.
Yes, sir.
And the more selfless you are, the more in touch you are with God. So the reason I did it is because I'm a child of God, and we all deserve and want the same things. That's why you did it.
Say no more.
Here's another thing to kind of come full circle with what you were talking about earlier about people starving to death in America. The flip side of that, the obesity rate in America is at an all-time high.
Wow.
And it's 27.7.
Wow.
I think that's,
and I'm obese, so that's why it's kind of...
Irrelevant, gentlemen.
But I don't think it's irrelevant. There's 13 states that have an obesity rate over 30%.
And how many states have people hungry when they go to bed?
There's always, again, perspective, right? The coin he
but
sees
here's the
heads,
thing.
You see
the
tails.
Obese
see
people are the obese people are still going to bed hungry because they've just gotten to the point where they're constantly hungry. Just because you're going to bed hungry doesn't mean that you're starving to death.
Well, I don't know about that. Keep your day job.
Well, that's definitely a different take on it, right?
That's a different take on it. But there is something to what you're saying, though, too. Because I'm fat and I'm always hungry. So what you're saying is that's probably why I'm fat.
There's 50 states in America.
I get what he's trying to say.
41 of the 50 states have an obesity rate over 25%, which means there's only 9 states in the entire country where less than 1 in 4 people are obese.
Well, you know, you can be malnutritioned and actually be overweight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But obese is different than just being overweight. Right. It's a whole different level.
Jill?
Yes?
Chime in. I'm going to give Jill 30 seconds to see what she has to think. I think everybody, Jill, should live on watermelon.
Everybody tell us your weight real quick, and let's see where we all fall.
Okay, I'll tell you my weight. I'm 290.
Okay, how tall are you?
And he's
6'1".
4'2". 4'2".
And you know why I weigh 290? Because I eat at Papa's New York Diner.
Oh, don't say that. That's not a glow.
But before I met Mo, I weighed 180.
If it makes you feel any better, I used to weigh 270.
Wow, you look good.
You know?
I mean, you've done really well.
A while ago.
Yeah. Anyhow, Jill and Nick, see if you can chime in. We're going to interview Jill.
Okay.
All right? You try to chime in from what Mo says.
Okay?
And Mo's going to interview Jill, who does transfer tapes. And what she does is she takes stuff from the past and saves it so it's historically saved, like a time capsule. So,
hey, I've talked to Jill before.
Hi, Jill.
Yeah.
Hi, Jill. Can you tell us about what you do?
Are you interviewing me, Mo?
Yes, I have the pleasure and the honor.
Mo.
And this
Hi.
Is double or nothing if he gets $100. And guess who the judge is?
You know, I've never done this before, so good luck.
Jill.
Oh, well, you're doing a good job
Nick.
So far, and I'm glad you're interviewing me.
Nick.
I'm listening.
I'm the judge.
Okay,
oh, you the judge.
And then if Mo gets less than a 10, he doesn't win.
Then you know what I'm getting.
Right now he's at 10, folks.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So what I do is, I just like what Brian said, I restore old memories based on any old format, whether it's a video or 8mm film. It could be camcorder tapes. It could be VHS tapes, whatever it is. And we put them onto DVD and also any audio, whether it's old reel-to-reels or vinyl records or cassette tapes or whatever format you have, and we put that onto CD. And that's just a real brief picture of what we do.
Wow. So this is, I think what you do is such a service that I think almost every family need your service. I mean, a lot of people don't even know how to go about it. I mean, I think I know people, even ourselves, that we have things, memories that we want to restore, and we really don't know what to do, how to go about, and where to go. So I think, you know, by coming to radio and letting people know, it's definitely a great move. I think it's not only that you are marketing your service, but I think it's a service to the people that need your service.
Hmm. Well, thank you. I do find that, surprisingly, there's so many people that do have, you know, even the older formats back from the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, from 8mm film, and quite a lot of people, you know, are hoping that they're still good after, you know, 40, 50 years, and we're able to, you know, pretty much salvage them. Hopefully they've not been kept in an attic or in the garage, because it doesn't do very well. Those kind of old films get either moldy, or they get glued together, and then they're really not able to be salvaged because of the fact that they're brittle or curled up, and you can't get it even put through our projector and our equipment. But for the most part, you know, a lot of people do come, and they bring a lot of their old memories, and it's just very touching, and it touches me too, because it's fun to see their family members growing up, and you know, all the fun times and wonderful times they had, and all the holidays and birthdays and special occasions that they've shared together, and some people are no longer with them, so it's very touching once they do get it, because they get a chance to see these family members from years ago.
Wow. Jill, can you tell us how to get in touch with you?
Yes, our phone number is 727-799-3100, and it's that's the best way of getting a hold of me, and I usually set up appointments, so you know, just so that I can spend time with you personally and not have somebody else here and have you wait, or if I step out. Occasionally I have somebody that is unable to drive or come here, so I go to them. So just so that I don't miss a person, it's best to contact me via phone. And then also our website is available if somebody wants to check us out on the web. Our website is TotalTapeServices.com. So it's www.TotalTapeServices.com. And we're right here in Clearwater.
So the telephone number again is 727-799-3100. 727-799-3100.
That's correct. And we've been around since the middle 90s, so we've done this so many times, and you know, we've been in the industry before CDs and DVDs were even around. So
I think your service is so valuable to families, and just you know, I think it's just such a wonderful thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
Hey, Mo?
Yes.
May
yeah.
I?
Yes.
Jill,
please.
I remember an uncle of mine, a dear uncle, actually had a tape made, or whatever it was, CD, DVD, before he passed away, of all his life's events. And it was actually shown at the funeral.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Or, you know, it was either at the funeral or maybe the celebration afterwards. But, wow, it was nice.
Isn't it nice? It's so nice to have those cherished memories. And one other thought I thought of, which is a very nice little added service that we offer, which I really, really like, and, you know, people do enjoy this, is that You know, when you're putting these things together for family, a lot of the times the generations coming up don't know some of the family members, and they're silent movies. So we have a recording studio, and we offer a service where we can do a narration where somebody would come back and they would say who everybody is and where the occasion and who's related to who, and kind of explain so that people understand their roots and their history and how they're connected. So, you know, that's another service that we offer, which is always very nice. And there's it's a blank slate because it's all visual, no audio. So it's a perfect way to add to that whole package.
That's great. Hey, Jill, I wanted to talk about something that Chris had mentioned, right? Just and it's wonderful what you do there. For people to get in touch, call 799-3100. That's Jill. We got Nick on the line. But, you know, he had said, what happens if you have a lot of bad moments? You know, like I said, tell people they don't have bad days. They just have bad moments. Then Chris says, what happens if you have a lot of bad moments?
Yeah.
And when your mind is like that, right, like just for our listeners or anybody, you can't have gratitude and negativity in the same time. In other words, the mind can only think one thought at a time. And the mind is always thinking thought, too. Two things can't occupy the same space. If I fill a cup full of coffee all the way to the top, I can't take that same cup and fill it with orange juice. Because scientifically, it can't be done. And it's the same thing with the mind. So if you can get your mind to focus on gratitude, like write down some things. Say 10 things that you really appreciate in life. Like Mo would appreciate that he has a restaurant. Even like when you start to get older, I think even appreciating your health, right? That you're alive. Also appreciate your children. Like you said, you have a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old. And the joy you have with them. So if you can, like if you're thinking you're having bad moments, switch your thoughts to get into gratitude. And if you're in gratitude, that's all about your attitude. So, and it all comes down to your attitude. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have less than a minute left, so we need to thank everyone for being on the show. Thank you so much, Mo, and let's talk about Papa's Diner for the last few minutes.
Wow, I was into a what's more my philosophy of life for Papa's Diner.
Papa's Diner.
Okay, in closing,
thank you, Tammy.
I really want to talk about my philosophy of life, but go ahead, Mo.
Thank you,
Papa's
so much.
New York Diner. Tell us.
Thank you. We are actually Papa's New York Diner is located on Gulf to Bay. It's in the corner of Gulf to Bay and Keene.
Say hello to all the people there now.
Yes, hello to everyone.
That's, at the restaurant, if you can know anybody's names.
In Papa's New York Diner right now.
Or how about the, you know, any waitresses' names that are there right now?
I actually have a general meeting scheduled right now, so everybody is there, so hello to everyone.
Right, at Papa's Diner from Mo. So,
but we are a 24-hour diner where we are open 24 hours. You can have breakfast 24 hours, and it's a real 1950s-style, real New York diner. So I welcome everyone and look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
And thanks, Jill.
You're welcome, Brian.
Nice, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what?
Nice meeting everybody.
You're a great man, Nick.
Thank you,
Nick,
my brother.
You are.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.